Upstate New York is bracing for its first sting of cold winter weather this week. We get more from WRVO's Ryan Delaney.
Already, this cold weather system has caused some school delays and closures, and high winds knocked out the power in Tompkins County Monday, but it's going to get a whole lot colder by the middle of the week, the National Weather Service is predicting.
Looks like right now, on Wednesday, we'd be lucky to see a high of 10 degrees in Syracuse.
Ray Brady, a meteorologist with the Weather Service, says winds will diminish a little from Monday's bluster, but they'll still be strong enough to drive wind chills to dangerous levels.
You need to bundle up, you know, cover your exposed skin, wear clothing and layers, you know, the common sense kind of things that we normally do in the winter season around here in central New York.
The winter's first cold snap is part of a weather system bringing Canada's cold air to most of the country. Brady forecasts temperatures will be bearable again by the weekend, but overall, January will probably be chilly. Last winter brought long spells of frigid air. Brady says the long-term climate outlook for the remainder of the winter is something closer to normal, but that doesn't mean we won't have snow and cold from time to time. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.